As a bird is caught up in a fowler's net, so too is man caught up in a time of evil. We live in a time of evil. The things that happen to us by the Humane Society is nothing but tyranny in its most basic form. A tyranny of one minority over another. A tyranny of urban over rural. And that man that Larry Matthews just mentioned, I won't mention his name, but I renamed him the Vice President of the Dog Catcher National Association. That's all he's worth. I was going to start this speech off with a joke, but there's nothing funny about tyranny. You can't find any humor in oppression. There is no wit in coercion. Now I'll make a few statements from the real men of history. And I'll start out with one who was called the great lawmaker, Solon. Lived about 500 and some BC. He was also known as a poet. And when the great king Croesus was sitting on his high throne, bedecked by every Jew he could find, he looked out at Solon and said, "Do you think there's anything more beautiful than this?" And Solon, rather indiscreetly, said, "Yes, a rooster in all of his fine pretty feathers and strutting walk is a lot more pretty." Next we go to Themistocles. And everything that I say here, I didn't make it up. It comes from books written by the men that were there thousands of years ago. I won't say who they are, but if you want to know afterwards, I'll give you my sources. They're there. Themistocles, as you know, Greece was invaded by the Persians in 490 BC. The Greeks were outnumbered 10, 15 to 1. And Themistocles, a smart, well-educated man, was going to fight no matter what happened. And so he mobilized the Greeks, and as they're marching to Marathon, they went by a cockpit, and there was guys fighting roosters there. Themistocles stopped his army, and he said, "Behold these cocks that fight. They don't fight for household gods. They don't fight for the children's security. They don't fight for honor or for liberty. They only fight because one will not yield to the other." The Greeks won that battle, as you know, and from that point on, they passed a law that every day there'd be cockfighting, once a year at least, on that day, and the young boys were required to watch a cockfight to give them courage. Next we go to Socrates, the founder of philosophy. He said, "I value a friend as some value a gaming cock or a racehorse." That's the first time in history that the game cock and the racehorse go together, but it wouldn't be the last. Because as most of you cockfighters know, horse manure has the number one vitamin for roosters, vitamin B12 in its most natural state. That's why they go together. Get on line. Plato, as you know, was a student of Socrates. He founded the Athens Academy, which lasted for 900 years. And he taught philosophy and everything else he could teach with an open mind. And one of his students came in one day and said, "Plato, what is Western man?" And Plato said, "Man is a biped without feathers." You take it from there. Anyway, the Greeks called the rooster Hermosphonos, the day caller. The Romans took it up just as much. Varro, who was Julius Caesar's librarian, wrote 620 volumes, one of them on the rooster. Columella, scientist, he wrote a book on it. Pliny the Elder, who was asphyxiated by Mount Vesuvius, he wrote a whole article on the chicken. But that was the last time we heard of the chicken for 1,500 years. It was the Dark Ages after that, and no one said a word about the chicken or anything else, because they were like the Humane Society. They were into myths. They were into lies and innuendos. But in the Renaissance, Aldo Vondi wrote a book. He didn't publish it until he was 77 years old, called The Chicken. A lot of information that comes today is what Aldo Vondi wrote, 1522. From that point on, cockfighting was at its zenith everywhere. Everybody in England, it came to the United States. There's so many quotes that I could do here. I'd have to stand here for a week. And I know you get tired of it by then. But as Mr. Matthews said, George Washington, you go to his place right now, Mount Vernon. There's gamecocks there. Grays, you like grays. You go to Andrew Jackson, another general. And with his name is mentioned, he was no doubt, he was a cockfightingist, horse racingist, rollicking guy. Someone, a woman wrote that on him. And you go to Andrew Jackson's house at Nashville, Tennessee at the Hermitage, there's gamecocks there. You go to Charleston, South Carolina, where you get your ticket for the Sternwheel to visit Fort Sumter. And there's a plaque there that says Thomas Sumter was respectably known as the gamecock. He was a general during the Revolutionary War. And of course, we know that's where the Civil War started. We're continuing on through history. Now we're up to 1847. Captain William Sherman was in Monterey, California. He went to church on a Sunday morning. And he said, when they got out of church, walking down the main street of Monterey, some were fighting cocks, others were racing horses. There it is again. Horses and cocks go together, they always have.
Next.
Okay, next.
The picture.
We're up to 1864. There's Ulysses S. Grant, right there. In honor of Black history, the two handlers are black men. Possibly one of them, Chicken George. The rest of them are Union officers. They have Robert E. Lee trapped to the south there somewhere. It was under siege. And the guy that took the picture, David Knox, calls them a fancy group. That makes the Humane Society look bad. They always say, oh, these people are uncivilized. They don't have any class. They do this, they do that. They lie. There's the guy that took the picture, and they're a fancy group. Next we go to Mark Twain, 1876. He said he never saw a cockfight before, and he went to one in New Orleans. And he said that if you took a man and blindfolded him, and that he wouldn't know when it was quiet if it was a prayer meeting or a revival. And he said there was one absent he noticed. One conspicuous absence. There were no hard faces. He said it twice. There were no hard faces. And this week, you know what it is? 30 years ago, Roots was put out. And in those 30 years, I don't know, and the Humane Society always, they like to kill two birds with one stone every time. They picked on the blacks. They picked on cockfighting. 29 states have made cockfighting a felony since 1974. And you check out the Humane Society. How many minorities are in it? They're all rich, white men or women. Okay. I want to say one more quote. This is my last quote. And it's by a man that wrote a song in 1951. Old Hank Williams. He wrote a song for his wife, Miss Audrey. Mother of Hank Jr. And in that song he said, it's a long road that never takes a turn. And it's a hard heart that has no chance to yearn. And I say to the legislators of Oklahoma, these are your people. They're yearning. You've taken away their history, their culture, and their customs, which is the job of government to keep. You should be secure in your possessions, in your right to freedom, just like everybody said here, including me. Thank you.